Good morning and welcome to Glory and Peace Church. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating in October. Wednesday Bible study and Friday prayer meetings are held each week at 7 p.m. If you cannot join us in person, you can use the following Zoom information to join in. And when you're on the go, you can also like, subscribe, and share on all of our social media channels. Did you know there is a convenient spot for your communion cup? It is located beneath the seat in front of you on the tray to your right. We are looking to collect children's winter clothing for Champlain School. Please make sure all items are in good, clean condition. There is a donation bin set up in the foyer. Volunteers are also needed. Please let us know where you'd like to help. Let God Arise, the Feast of Tabernacle meetings will be occurring October 16th through the 23rd at 6:30 p.m. nightly. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome to those online. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those who are new here. Good to see everyone this morning. Blessed Thanksgiving, everyone. Hallelujah. God is good. He has been good to us. And Father, we are grateful to you this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, we are grateful to you. Let's all stand together and start praise and worship together this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we worship you. Father, we are grateful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Hey. the wonders of your grace. And I'm so sure that this is not the end. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for our children. Father, we thank you for another beautiful day. Thank you, God, for life. Thank you for your goodness. We are forever grateful. In this Thanksgiving Day, we thank you for all our families, biological family, extended families, spiritual families, children of the Most High God, every child who's standing here, those hearing the sound of my voice, everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth every decade of life, every decade of life from 120 plus, we give you praise. We thank you, mighty God, for your goodness. We thank you for giving us life, that your blood flows through us, your spirit flows through us, your breath of life is in us. You've given us shelter, you've given us clothing, you've given us food, you've given us water, you've given us bread and wine. We just want to give you praise. We thank you for giving us homes that we can go to. We are not like birds that stays in the air. We have shelter. We give you praise. Even for the birds, you take care of them. So we want to be thankful for everything. Thank you for divine health, divine wealth, divine peace, for giving us more than enough, because you are a God of abundance. We give you praise. Lord, touch every life. During this Thanksgiving Day, let everyone reflect and be thankful. Your word says they were not thankful, therefore sickness and disease and destruction came upon them. May we be a thankful people, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for our pastors that teach us the word, that raise us up in God. And thank God for people who pray for us. Thank you for our leaders. Thank you for our nation. Thank you for your peace. In Jesus' mighty name. And those who are sick, we pray now that they be healed, be restored, be made whole. Touch them in their homes, in their hospital rooms, in their nursing home, in every place where they are now. Lift them up. For you are truly the glory and the lifter of our head. Lift everyone up today. In Jesus' mighty name we declare so. Amen. Amen. Bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you, we receive you, we accept you, have your way in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I've told, please, when I'm praying, I don't want to hear conversation. I can hear you up to the hallway. So please, just learn to honor and respect God. Or next time, I'll open my eyes and call your name. So how would you like that? You know, we're standing before the world. So learn to carry your conversations in the hallway. There's nothing important that you have to say in the sanctuary during prayer time. So honor God. We serve a living God. And parents, please tell your children, teachers, do the same thing. Train the children the way they should go. Say amen. Say amen. Yeah, I'm not here to hear you. We're here to talk to God. Amen. So after service, you want to talk? We can talk about anything. Praise the Lord. All right, today's Thanksgiving Day. I pray you call your family members that you've not been speaking to and be thankful for them. Even your enemies, you have to be thankful for them. Looks like don't be thankful for your enemy, but why do you have to? Because they make you do better. You're going to say they're not going to see your fall. You're going to rise. Say amen. So be thankful. Gerald, it's good to see you. Welcome home. Praise the Lord. All right, our scripture reading this morning, we have two of them to read. Psalm 118 is really what I want us to read. So you read that. It talks about give thanks to the Lord for his good, his mercy, endureth forever. It's that same chapter that you have, this is the day the Lord has made. So you need to read that at home this week. I'm going to take us to another scripture that we don't read often. So 1 Chronicles 16. So that's what I'm going to read from. So Psalm 118, read at home. Somebody said, I will do so. Five people said they will. Somebody said, I will do so. Yeah, you got to be thankful. Amen. All right. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. This is King David giving thanks after they brought the ark back to the presence of God. Let's read from verse 1. I won't read all of it. It's up to 40-something verses. I'll read up to some place and I'll stop. We'll read quite a bit so you can finish it up. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. May everyone be blessed today. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How many of you know that's a good king? We need leaders who will care for everyone. Say every single person was taken care of. May God raise up leaders in our land that will take care of every single person in our land. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, so all he was caring about, people who would praise the Lord. So he raised up people and appointed them. Verse 5, Asaph the chief, and next to him, Zechariah, Jeiel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mattiah, and Eliab, and Benaniah, and Obededom. I didn't hear some of you reading because you've not read the scripture, so your tongue can move. May your tongue move to read the word of the Lord. Say amen. And Jeiel with psalteries and with harps, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. And Benaniah also and Jehaziel, the priest with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord. So he composed that while he was there, the psalm was flowing. So he delivered it that day. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the people. When God does something for you, tell somebody. Say amen. Testify. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Don't talk about yourself. Talk about the goodness of God. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Somebody say amen. Verse 12. Remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. So somebody shout hallelujah. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Somebody say, I'm part of that. Say amen. Your family is part of that. Somebody shout hallelujah. So may the word of the Lord reign and rule over your generations, a thousand generations. Say amen. That is a good prayer. So that means your children will not serve idols. They will not go wayward. They will be in the will of God. I'll give you another opportunity to say amen. Even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and had confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes. Somebody say, amen. So shall it be for me and my family. So shall it be for you and your family. Say amen. May God protect you. When somebody wants to harm you, God's hand will stop them. Say amen. Verse 22, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all ye earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. Somebody say, I will do so. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. Amen. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reign. Can somebody say that this morning? The Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And you say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to the holy name and glory in thy praise. I'm going to stop in verse 36. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. Somebody shout a big praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We magnify your holy name. What a God you are. What a mighty Father you are. Oh, we exalt your holy name. When we think about your goodness, so many things you delivered us all through the year. Every day we see your hand. When it could have been bad news, you change it to good news. Father, we are thankful. So many things you have done for us. In our going out and in our coming in, you are with us. In our daily living, you are with us. In situations that try to overwhelm us, you take us out of it and you cause us to rise above it. On eagle's wings, you have delivered us from many situations. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We're thankful for our spouses, our children, our parents, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our sisters, and their spouses. We are thankful, O God, for saving us. We thank you that Jesus lives in our heart, that we know right from wrong. Be thankful that you know right from wrong. We are thankful, O God. We are thankful. Our spirit bless your holy name. Our body worship you. Our mouth magnify your holy name. Our soul lift you up, O Lord. Father, be glorified. Be magnified. May we have testimonies on a daily basis. You enjoy more testimonies than complain. May complain and murmuring live our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, may our lives give you glory. May our lives magnify your name. May our lives begin to testify that look what God has done. Let it be to our neighbors. Let it be to our fellow citizens. Let it be to our church fellows. Let it be to our families. That when they look at our lives, they say, God is truly with this one. Father, may our lives bring you honor, not shame. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for victory. Those who have been calling upon your name in the closet, hear their cry, O Lord, and reward them publicly. And Lord, let every wickedness of the wicked cease from all our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we say you reigneth over all the earth. You reigneth over every situation. You reigneth over our health, over our finance, over our families, over our marriages, over even our children that are not married, that they will be married. In the name of Jesus, nothing is too late in your kingdom. You are always on time. Provide spouses for those who want a spouse. And Lord, those who are married that are living a nightmare, deliver them from all evil. In the name of Jesus, Father, give your wisdom to your children. In Jesus' mighty name, we now pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within our walls and her palaces. Lord, prosperity to her palaces. Father, you reign over Israel. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you have kept them and said no one should do them no harm. Touch their lives. Fix this mess that is going on there now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call upon you. You are the answer. Give your people peace. The land you have given to them, help them to keep it. Give them wisdom, Lord. Drive out all their enemies. Lord, save every nation. Where anyone is calling upon your name, save them, O God. Your word says your judgment is all over the earth. So every nation that is doing evil, your judgment is also there. So Lord, arise, O God, and let all your enemies be scattered. Be scattered. Be scattered. Even invisible enemies and visible enemies, may they be scattered in the name of Jesus. Everywhere there's darkness, we declare, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light in this situation. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we continue to magnify your name. We pray now, God, that same peace will now come upon the nations, upon Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, upon Spain, upon Germany, upon Switzerland, in the mighty name of Jesus, and all the islands of the seas, and all nations where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Salvation comes from you. Save your people, establish godly leaders, and remove wicked leaders, that the people will be taken care of, and the people will rejoice and bless the name of God. Father, be in the service this morning. Bless everyone who's present. Bless their families. Bless all our families. Bless our time with you. May the word of the Lord now come with power, with grace, with mercy, with favor, with truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, and restoration. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated, Apostle.